Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's time for Jenna Owens. She brings us what she's been into the last week or so and shares it with us so that you can also enjoy what she's been experiencing and tasting and trying and listening to and watching.
Yes.
What do you have for us this week? You said drink?
Alcohol.
Sweet.
This is the thing. I've been drinking more lately, and I didn't even realize I'm wearing my fitness shirt. I like to think that I have good eating habits, but I, like everyone, go through phases where you just eat and drink a lot.
Sure.
But then I notice how terrible I feel because I like drinks that have sugar. Mm. I mean, I like wine, I like champagne, and I like vodka drinks, I like frozen drinks, whatever. When I drink alcohol, I get my sugar cravings back. And so I was in the production room this week, and one of our interns, Yolanda, said, you have to try this drink. I had it this weekend with my girlfriends because it's very fittish. So she brought this, what I like, to my attention. It's sold in Target.
Mm-hmm.
And JC's already gotten a peek, and you say that you actually love this because this is a way to drink some alcohol in a fittish and a healthy-ish way because
yep.
It has one gram of sugar. It's sparkling. It's alcoholic sparkling water and 100 calories.
It's like a vodka soda, basically.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Here, well, you've already tried it, which is great. Will you pass those out? This is called Truly.
All right.
And I bought it in Target in the refrigerator.
No joke, Jenna. My wife comes home every Friday with like a 12-pack of them.
Here,
I think she's an investor now.
I think she brought them to my house.
Kenzie did?
Yes.
And here's the thing, guys. Yes. Don't make fun of other dudes drinking Trulies. Because once you try it, it's really good.
Truly.
Maybe they should make the can more masculine for you then.
This is mixed berry, so no joke, when I went to look for this yesterday, this was like the last one on the shelf.
Yeah.
So people obviously like it.
There's other types.
100 calories a can.
But Truly's my go-to.
And 1 gram of sugar, you don't ever find any alcohol that has
zero fat.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's...
So you can get your drink on.
Only 2 grams of carbs.
Yeah, it's basically same alcohol content as a beer.
And since JC lied about his doctor telling him he needs sodium, it only has 5 milligrams of sodium.
Ah.
So my doctor cannot text you.
Yeah, that whole no salt on the french fries thing is a lie, Jenna.
Oh, really?
He just said that. His doctor's like, I didn't tell him to cut back on salt.
That's what you tell the drive-thru, though.
Yeah.
And
on your doctor.
I thought we had a contract.
You know what? They should ask you for a doctor's note.
At the fast food place?
Sure.
What do you think about it, Al?
I you know what? I like it. I drink well with others as well. So if it's something that y'all like, I'll try it.
The other one that's similar is called White Claw.
Well, yes, I saw that there. But this is healthier.
This is better. Yeah.
This is healthier also.
White Claw.
So that's what I was going for.
Yeah. Truly, spiked and sparkling.
Spiked, sparkling, water flavored. Berry is the only one I saw.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
It's probably the best flavor,
why
too.
Why don't we play a song for you so you can drink to it? This is one of Drake's 25 new songs, and it's a different sound. I know Kelly said she's not a huge Drake fan, and I know where she comes from because a lot of the songs can sound the same.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This one's a little, I've been working out to it. It's a little poppy electronic, and I really like it. It's called Summer Games.
I think you're changing your mind. Starting to see it in your eyes. I used to love a good surprise, and now I'd rather know ahead of time. You said I love you too fast. So much for that. The summer just started and we're already done. Yeah. You say I led you on, but you follow me. I follow one of your friends, you unfollow me. Then you block them so they can't see you like it's someone just like me. I expected more from you, honestly. Said you want a simple life and that's not me. How you go from that to ending up with someone just like me? How you be hungry?
It's good. It picks up even more, too.
I'm down with that.
That's what I do. Every song, I'm like, who's he singing about? I know Kiki. Singing about Kiki from 106 and Park.
I do wonder who he's singing about.
But this, who is this girl?
Yeah, I love this song. I've been listening to it a lot. He has a couple really good upbeat songs and a couple... And I also like when Drake goes emo and slow.
Yeah.
real R&B. So the first set of tracks on here, he has one with Jay-Z that's really good. There's three songs in a row that I really like. So out of 24 songs, I like four.
But out of the 25, I'd say, it's probably like five.
I mean,
five.
I've really been listening to a lot.
Across the board, he's just the hottest musician right now.
Well, because he's hitting everything. I mean, he hits the dance tracks. He does emo rap, is super popular, so he hits emo as well. He got the R&B flair going on, so he's hitting every avenue of the hip-hop world. To where that's why he's so popular.
He's broken like Michael Jackson and Beatles type. Records.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Jenna, I'm sorry.
Cool. So
Go ahead, Jenna.
Like
a little buzz with that Truly already.
No, I'm not even drinking one right now because I have to stay cool right now.
Jenna, tease. That's what I like.
Drink.
Cool.
No, you said, what have you been into lately, Jenna? Drinking. Okay, so a beauty product that I love, and I sometimes like to wait on things a little bit and see if I really like it before I recommend it, because maybe a lot of people don't know this about me, I try everything. I go to Sephora or Ulta sometimes, and I'll spend a long time in there and often walk out with nothing. But I tried this product recently. I've started incorporating it, and then we had a caller yesterday who said, my foundation doesn't match my skin because I'm all nice and tan, and I don't want to buy two shades of foundation on and on. Well, this is what I do. I have this product called Becca Shimmering Skin Perfector, and it comes in 8 different shades, and it makes your skin glow, and I mix it with my foundation, so I actually have 2 different shades of it, right? So I mix it, and it's what makes your skin, I don't have it on right now, so
shiny.
Very glowy, very shiny, and so it's something that I mix with foundation or with lotion, but it comes in all different shades, and so I have a tan one, so if I want to be a little more tan and glowy, I do that, but anyway, you can buy it at Sephora, you can buy it at Nordstrom, and they're about to have a huge sale, so that would be a good time for their anniversary sale to buy this Becca Shimmering Skin Perfector.
Becca.
How do we know as guys what color y'all really are?
I mean, you're the color you are. You're supposed to match.
When we look at y'all's dating profile, I'm talking about, dating profile.
Are you getting confused a lot on dating profiles?
You can't tell if they're black or white or Latina.
I mean,
I'm just saying
when we see the picture and then when we see you in person, if you don't look like the picture, I mean, I know there's filters and stuff, but we just don't know. It's almost like we're seeing different people. I don't know. That's probably another question for another time, but go ahead. Cool.
What?
Move on.
Go ahead. Cool.
Cool. Cool.
He realized
it's
he wasn't
random,
getting anywhere.
Yeah.
So those are the things that I like right now. I really like all of those things.
We got Truly.
Truly.
For the 21 and up crowd, or 18 and up if you're down in Mexico.
Yeah, Truly.
Made me choke, Jason.
Summer Games. And Becca.
And Becca.
Becca Foundation and this shimmer is really excellent stuff.
Get yourself looking right. Thank you, Jenna.
You're so welcome.
This really got me feeling good. And now we want you to pick up that phone and give us a call right now, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us why you're feeling good this Friday. What's going on in your world? What are you looking forward this weekend or coming up next week that you're smiling about?
I'm going to actually be able to sing karaoke this weekend. We've been on vacation for the last couple of weeks, and I haven't sang karaoke in I don't know how long. I'm going to sing tonight.
You get to sing karaoke?
I get to sing karaoke in my own place.
My man's feeling good.
That's unusual.
Well, he's happy. He finally gets to do it.
It's been 2 weeks, Kelly.
Make us smile with Feel Good Friday next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good. And that shit make you feel good.
All right, Kid Nation, we want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And share your Good News Friday.
All right.
With us on the show. I saw this story out of Massachusetts. This dude had a strange feeling about a lottery drawing. Just these numbers popped in his head. So it led him to buy 9 identical tickets, which is not normally the smartest way to play the lottery.
No, lottery ticket.
Scratch-off.
No, the lottery ticket.
Okay.
So he played the same 9 identical numbers on all the tickets.
It's weird. Okay.
And ended up winning $100,000 for each ticket.
Wow.
Totaling $900,000.
Almost sounds rigged. Yeah, like would he, you think, why would you think to do that?
Like he had an inside on what the numbers were going to be or something.
Wait, yeah. So if I got the same set of numbers five times for the Powerball, I win five times the Powerball?
You'd have to split it with yourself.
Yeah.
That one's a, because the Powerball is a
What's
big old.
The point?
This one was a, I don't know how this one works, but this one was a $100,000 drawing or whatever for each person that got it right. I don't know. But this, each ticket was 100 for this particular type
good
of lottery.
For
him. Because you know how there's different games that you could play?
Yeah.
$900,000.
For you, dog.
Robert Lundstedt is his name.
There you go, Robert.
All rich now. Look for him. I was not feeling good that I didn't get out to Build-A-Bear yesterday, and then I started feeling good after I saw the lines.
Man.
Real quick, Build-A-Bear had the pay your age promotion after Pete, you know?
Yeah.
They had to shut it down after people swarmed stores across the country. In Manhattan, 1,500 people showed up to one store alone.
Got ugly.
Some moms stood in line with their kids for hours. And as you could tell, some people started losing it.
Yeah. This is crazy. This is a crazy event.
We better call somebody real fast. Because we're about to have a problem out here.
There's people that have been out here for 7 hours. And I want to get in for their babies.
So I'm feeling good. I missed that.
So, you know, help me out for guys that like me that don't know how much a Build-A-Bear costs. I know how much.
40?
Yeah, that's about
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but they come with so many accessories and things. Yeah. Okay.
The little recorder in its belly that'll make, you know, you can say a message or something. Yeah. Adds up.
So getting it for $5 or $6 is a pretty big deal.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, obviously.
Two.
Yeah. And you know some people were lying saying the kid was 2 when he's clearly 17.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were getting out there. From the text. My preemies are finally reunited after the smallest one got out of the hospital at 4.5 months.
Wow.
From under 2 pounds all the way to 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Feeling blessed.
Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on your baby.
Awesome. Yeah.
Feel good Friday. Sunday, I leave on a girls' trip to Jamaica.
Yeah, I remind.
I haven't been to Jamaica
I've
yet.
Never been to Jamaica.
I want
to
go.
Yeah.
Oh, you get yourself a spiff and a six-pack of Red Stripe. You'll be there before you know it, man.
Yeah, man.
The second I stepped off the plane, I was offered.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They sell it on the corner.
Yeah.
Dude, they have it on a stick. Looks like a popsicle.
Because it's legal there?
Yes. No.
Is it just cool?
They sell it
it's not, but they just...
I didn't see it like that, but...
Oh, yes. I saw it at people on the street... Like, it looks like a big thing of cotton candy. They have a big old... Yes. I don't know.
Wait, it's like
that is
experience.
Crazy. So, does police just look over the other way? That's kind of like in Mexico when you're walking down the street and they're offering you all that stuff.
Right.
And there's a federale right there. And he's not doing anything.
But with that said, Jamaica was awesome. Waterfalls and everything else. Yeah.
Nice.
Really good.
Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Hi. Okay, Kelly, shout out. 13 is now one of my favorite numbers.
Yeah.
And shout out for Jenna. Friday the 13th, we're on our way for my husband to become a U.S. citizen this morning.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yay. What's your husband's name?
His name is Mike.
Mike, congratulations, buddy.
That's very American.
He was very sad that England didn't get in because he's from England, but this supersedes the World Cup.
Oh, he's a British man. So he's got a cool accent and everything?
Yep.
So shout out, Jason.
Yo, bless America, y'all.
Hey, guys!
Hey, Big Mike.
American accent.
Big Mike.
Mike, so you're taking the test today?
No, he's already taken the test. He's just being sworn in.
Sworn in.
Ceremony. It's done.
Yes, it's a ceremony, yes.
God bless America.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
Hey,
thank y'all very much. Y'all have a great day.
Hold on, I want to ask Mike something.
Yeah. Hold on.
Mike.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mike. Do you remember what the hardest... What was the hardest question on the test?
We pay taxes, do we?
We pay taxes, do we?
That was the question?
No, that was... I actually had to write that. That was the written test. We pay taxes.
Oh.
The hardest question was, when was the Constitution written?
And your answer?
1787.
Boom.
I knew it was 17-something.
Yeah.
The Declaration was
1776.
No, that's not quite sure.
Wow. Yeah. Mike knows way more about the U.S. right now than any of us because he had to take that test. Congratulations, Mike. Welcome to the United
States. Thank you very much.
My man.
My man.
You and your beautiful wife, Jen. Go to Ashley here.
I need to go out and do something real American to celebrate.
What would be really American for him to do, Kelly?
McDonald's or get some Kentucky Fried Chicken. Just something. What do Americans do?
Just get a hot dog and a beer.
A real American thing. I don't know.
Go mudding.
Yeah, I'd go get Mexican food.
What's going on, Ashley?
Hi, we are on our way to South Haven, Mississippi for my six-year-old son to play in the Dizzy Dean World Series.
All right.
Wow. Your six-year-old son's playing in a World Series?
Yes.
Do they actually they field the ball and they throw it to first and all that good stuff?
Yeah, they do. They're pretty awesome. We're really proud of them.
They're little prodigies.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's awesome.
Man, congratulations. I didn't sign my son up for a six-year-old baseball because I watched a game. And it was...
Did the parents scare you?
The parents scared me.
Yeah, don't get in any fights out there with the other parents,
The kids throwing the ball, and the ball just narrowly missing the eyeball of the kid trying
to
catch it scared me. Do they use softer balls when they play, when they're six, or is it regular baseball?
No, it's regular baseball, but we've got a really good group of kids and a really great group of parents, too.
Oh, man. What's your son's name?
His name is Jacob.
Jacob, good luck, buddy.
Good luck, Jacob.
Hit a grand slam for us. Man, playing World Cup, World Series. When you're a parent, you have kids that play in those sports. Your weekend,
it's done.
It's done.
Yeah,
because that is all you're doing.
And even cheerleading competitions.
Those cheerleading
can
yes.
take weekend, just a whole weekend for months.
The people that have three kids, your entire week is taken up by those activities. Speaking of playing some sports. Amanda wrote us from San Antonio and said, my niece is playing in the Texas State Tournament for girls softball, ages 9 to 11 this weekend. Proud auntie here.
All right.
Go Brianna and the Greater Helotes Little League.
All right.
Good luck out there, ladies. What's up, Kristen?
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the show. We want to hear your Feel Good Friday. What is it?
I am finally getting Botox today.
Yay! It's a big day.
It is a big day. I've been waiting for this day, and it's finally here.
Yay. So excited for you. Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you getting it? The forehead area or where?
Yeah, I think like the 11s and the forehead and maybe around the eyes a little bit.
The crow's feet. The 11s, I think, make the biggest difference. I really do. I think that's the 11? Two lines right down the middle that look
where
like 11.
Oh, above the nose.
Oh, yeah. You call that 11? That's got a name?
Yeah.
Oh, how are we supposed to know when you get mad at us when the 11's gone?
Exactly. Mine's a 1. Like, I have one real strong one.
It's in the middle?
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
You're going to love it.
I have found...
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I've found out that a lot of girlfriends and a lot of wives go and do it and don't say a word to their husband or boyfriend. Right.
Because this is the thing about things like this.
I thought about hiding it, but what the heck?
Well, because men don't do anything because they only think of the bad photos they see of people. But when it's done tastefully and very
subtly,
sparingly, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but my wife goes and gets that forehead thing.
I'm with you, JC. How do we know when y'all are upset?
Yeah, we can't tell when you're upset, when you're happy.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know when you're being...
You can tell.
The yelling.
You want to be able to tell but not see it when she's sitting there.
I can tell Kelly's mad.
You're right, we can tell.
But it was with a straight face. I was like, is she really mad, though?
You're right, we can tell.
Are you mad, bro?
Light me up.
Yeah.
Man, I need to go back.
I wrote my wife a song for her wedding day, and I even talked about how I like that little wrinkle above her nose. 2 weeks later, she goes and gets that removed.
Yep.
Because you called it out in front of everybody.
But I told her I liked it.
Man, now everybody looked right at her face to see where that wrinkle was you were talking about. It made her all self-conscious.
That's why I don't get girls sometimes, because you tell me what you like and tell me the things you like about me, and then I tell you.
I don't want you to say a wrinkle.
Exactly.
But it's a cute wrinkle.
It's great on guys. It gives guys character. Girls don't. They're just like scars, you know?
Ooh, I was thinking about this because I was watching Dr. Pimple Popper yesterday. I caught the episode from the other day. And this guy had a forehead cyst. Two of them, actually.
Mm.
And he got them removed. But he had this cool scar above his eyebrow now.
Mm.
Where I thought, Al, this is our next business venture for dudes.
Oh, yeah.
You come to our shop. We just slice you, stitch you, and then you got a cool scar.
You got a
scar.
Cool scar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Your boy, the Scar Shop.
I don't think so.
I love it.
The Scar Shop. That was
you first.
I would do it. If a doctor would do that, give me, like, I just want it above my eyebrow. Look like I've done something.
Scar Shop. In fact, we had S'CR. So it sounds like cigar.
Uh-huh.
Scar Shop.
Y'all work it out.
I think that's a great idea.
I do too.
Right?
Yeah.
So many dudes would like to do that. By the way, we're going to have Dr. Pimple Popper on the show next week.
Oh, in person?
On the phone, I believe.
Aw.
Yeah. But it's still cool.
Yeah.
Her show was great. I loved it. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
Thank you. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work.
Thank you very much, bye-bye.
So I'm getting married today on Friday the 13th.
Ooh. Yay!
Yes!
Good luck?
Yes!
I don't know.
It's a good day.
He says it is. We'll see.
It is.
Are you guys doing any Halloween theme since you're doing it on this day?
No, not at all. We are actually just driving to Austin and spending the evening in Austin.
Oh.
Well, that's cool, man.
Oh, Jenna wants to go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She hits your ride.
I love Austin.
Yeah, third wheel.
Yeah.
Do you need a witness?
No. We got him, but you can meet us in Austin. We'll go get tattoos.
Ooh.
Are you going to get wedding day tattoos that as well?
Fun. Yes, we are.
What are you going to get?
We haven't decided yet. He likes Celtic knots, so we're thinking about that.
Yeah.
What is that?
The Celtic knot?
Oh, just the
design.
I've probably seen it, right?
Yeah, you know it if you saw it.
Well, congratulations,
yeah,
Amanda.
Yeah, congrats, man. We wish you many, many years.
There's going to be long lines at the tattoo parlor today.
I'm going to get another one.
Yeah, a lot of tattoo shops are doing. We actually have a Feel Good Friday. Today's Feel Good Friday. It's Friday the 13th, which means I get a $13 tattoo. Time to get tatted today.
Yeah.
So a lot of tattoo shops are going to be doing that for you. If you want to get your tattoo work.
All right.
Or at least a little 13, because it has to be that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So Friday means you get some new music, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Our girl, Ariana Grande, she's got a new song out.
What's she got
to say? The title is, it's a cool title.
What is it?
It's God is a Woman. That's the name of the song. Take a listen. Big fan of that title, Kelly.
Well, have you seen Pete Davidson lately?
No, what's up
he
with
got
him?
His hair white, didn't he?
Is he going pop star look on us?
He's doing that. Like, it almost looks like he's doing the bit Andy Samberg did, being Justin Bieber and Never Stop. Yeah. Yeah, white hair, fanny pack around the body.
Nice.
Really?
Neon sweatsuit. Like, I don't know. It's just hilarious to me. It's so funny.
He's a living bit.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
Oh, man. If he drops an album on us, that would be great.
He has morphed, though, in just a couple of weeks.
That's what girls do. Sometimes you find us, and we're a canvas, and then you do your artwork on
you
us.
You think she's doing that to him?
Yeah. That's not Andy.
I don't think she's doing that to him.
That's not Pete.
He's doing that to himself.
That's 100% not Pete.
I don't think she put that hair dye on his head.
He looked like Pete Shady.
Yeah.
Crazy. I don't know what's going on.
So funny.
Yeah, that's not his look. That's got to be
his
girl.
It is now.
I know, because his girl.
He's owning it.
I wouldn't look or dress this way if it were for my wife. I'd be baggy, sweatpants.
She doesn't take credit for all of that.
Jerseys.
Huh? No, that's not true. You love what you wear.
I do.
Yeah, but she buys it.
I learned to love the fash.
You don't shop for yourself.
The fash.
Yeah, the fash.
It's just so long of a word, you can't even finish it.
The word is not worth my time.
Three more letters. One more little syllable.
Not worth my time.
The fash.
You should just speak only in single syllable words from now on.
That's going to be tough.
That'd be really hard.
That's going to be way tough.
That be tough.
That gum be tough.
Yeah,
that gum be tough. 21 Pilots. I love these guys.
Me too.
They finally came out with a couple songs. Today they dropped a new one called Jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit, jumpsuit, cover me.
legit asking myself, where's my new music from 21 Pilots? And they finally dropped it on us. Because they stayed quiet for a long time. Too long, in my opinion.
And it out in the universe, and they delivered.
I know. And Childish Gambino, remember he said he was going to retire Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
And he's just going to become Donald Glover and just be an actor. But he's like, nah, I guess I'm too good at this music thing. He dropped he dropped the new song.
That's probably what he thought. Yeah. I'm too good at this.
He should, because he really is that
girl. I liked him when he... Do you remember Bonfire? I always used to... If you listen to old Gambino, oh my gosh, lyrically, he's so good.
Well, he said he wants this to be the song of the summer because it's called Summer Magic.
Don't feel like summertime.
Childish Gambino for a day.
Something to that.
For a day.
I feel like create your own persona and be that.
I'm JC.
But once you have your own, like,
I do.
Separate identity, and you can embrace that and explore that creative
kinda
side.
You are kind of childish, so you could just be childish.
With
Mexino.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. Mexino. There you go.
Childish Mexino.
Childish Taco.
Yeah.
Childish Peso.
Mm-hmm. I used to be my first radio name, remember? 50 Peso.
There you go.
Well, I'm Jose at home. I'm JC.
Mini Burrito.
No, I don't want Mini Burrito.
No, that's what I want to eat.
Are you hungry right now?
Yeah.
We got a little extra music for you, too.
All right.
Those are the new songs coming out. Ariana Grande, 21 Pilots, Childish Gambino. But Ben Stiller, he's going to release some music.
Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller, the actor, yes. He was in a band when he was a teenager called Capital Punishment.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
And
sounds like a spoof band, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the drummer in the band. And they're going to re-release their only album from 1982.
So they're not remastering it or whatever they call it. They're
re-release, Kelly.
Putting the original out as is.
Sure. Here's a song, their most popular song. Of course, you heard it back then. called Muzak Anonymous.
Hello, Muzak Anonymous.
Hello.
May I help you?
Hello.
A car, well, then I guess that I'm just roadkill, cause I'm stuck between the tire and the truth.
Actually, I'm starting to feel it.
The longer it goes, the better it gets.
Not bad in a Beastie Boys sort of
the longer
grungy.
It goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad, actually.
Started feeling that.
Take that, Childish Gambino and Jared Leto. Acting and singing. So Ben Stiller's album is based on that song. Not that bad.
All right.
Not that bad at all. And I got a little bit of tidbit news for you guys.
It's time for tidbit news.
Bring it. If you ever meet a vegan, you'll know they're vegan because they'll let you know within 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
So the story came out, and this guy that works at Subway posted it. Because he said he was working, and he was making sandwiches, and this lady shows up, and she orders a sandwich, and she says, I want a veggie delight. And he says, all right. And she goes, he starts making it, and she goes, stop! You have to change your gloves, because I am vegan, and you've been handling meat.
Oh, man.
Well, no, a lot of vegans want this. They don't want any sort of meat. Yeah, and that's totally normal. So he's like, okay, absolutely, ma'am. Takes off the gloves, puts the new ones on. So he starts making the sandwich, and he's finishing up, and he's about to wrap it up. And she goes, hey, hold on. Throw a little bit of mayo on that bad boy.
I just don't understand that you're vegan and you don't.
And so he looks at her, waiting for her to laugh. And he goes, ha-ha, and starts wrapping it again. And she goes, no, I'm serious. Put some mayo on there. So he tells her, ma'am, are you aware that mayo has egg whites in it?
Yolk.
And she goes, she says that she got completely pale white,
looked like her entire world had just been shattered.
Oh my gosh, she can't be vegan anymore.
She can't be vegan.
She can't give up mayo.
She said, I've been eating mayo this whole time. I did not know that. And he goes, well, yeah, now you know. So do you still want the mayo on there? And he said, she just sighed and goes, yeah.
Yeah. Gave it up.
Okay,
all
you know
that
what?
Is. She can only compromise so much.
Oh, man. Just can you imagine? Your whole life. I don't know how long she's been vegan, but I'm guessing a long time. And now you just get destroyed by the fact that mayo had some egg in it.
She should have picked up the handbook.
How do y'all know?
I mean,
that's eggs.
Don't you have a
mayonnaise is eggs?
You gotta have a list, right? When you're vegan, with everything.
Yeah,
I would think somebody around her in her world would have told if she didn't know
at some point.
You know, because she clearly has.
Yeah, they make good vegan
friends.
Mayo. Yeah,
yeah. There's a way to get it, but she's probably been going to restaurants ordering this mayo, and now her world has been
maybe
shattered.
She'll just alter to vegetarian.
Yeah.
Well. Except for mayonnaise.
Slight mayo. Oh, and yesterday we got the results back, you guys.
Results.
We were doing fun do or fun don't.
Yeah.
And we did that cool keyboard, the typing.
Yeah.
That you can attach to your phone, and it's like an old school newspaper type feel. So we were talking about how we used to type all the time when we took classes and all that stuff. And we found this website where you could take a typing test.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to find out who is the best typer in the office.
And the worst.
And the worst. Who do you want? You want the worst first, right? We want to build it up?
Sure.
Coming in last place was Web Amy, our girl that does Kid Nation.
WebAmy.com.
Web Amy. And she works on the internet all day. She quit after 10 seconds. She's like, this is dumb.
Okay.
She freaked out. The stress was too much.
Yeah, a little bit too much stress.
Some people are great test takers.
Yeah.
Who else? Then who was last before her?
So the one that finished and came in last would be Big Al Mac.
Hey now.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know what? I think my score is kind of respectable.
Your boy Big Al Mac, if you need him to type up something for you, make sure you have about a week, because he types at an astounding 27 words per minute.
No.
Yeah. And zero errors.
Zero errors for Big Al Mac. So it's
27 and zero on the dot. Errors. You're welcome.
Right next to Big Al is Justin, who can type at 43 words per minute.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Not too bad. Then our boy Trey in the control room, 46 words per minute. Then Nick Adams, our producer, 48 words per minute. Lacey, who does production, has 52 words per minute. White Cheddar, 56 words per minute. Now we're getting into the top. Jenna Owens, congratulations on your 60 words per minute. Not too bad.
Pretty respectable.
This is now we're considered above average around here, right?
Yeah.
Then me, JC, at 68 words per minute, and your top three. I know Kelly Raspberry is one of the most. She doesn't like to compete, but she
number
will
three.
Compete.
I don't like losing.
Yeah.
I don't like losing.
No,
that's my thing. And I know I already know I lost, but there was a time in high school when I could type
Kelly,
very quickly.
Not too shabby. 75 words per minute.
Nice, Kelly.
And now we're down to the last two.
Number two.
Anna from Kid TV. 82 words per minute.
Awesome. That's great.
And coming in at number one, the fastest typer at the Kid Craddock Morning Show is our phone screener, Alicia, who can type 94 words per minute.
Dang.
She was in the hundreds, but she had a few mistakes, but not too shabby.
Let her go, Alicia.
Well done. Kelly, you've been practicing?
No, not since yesterday, but now I feel like I should go back and try.
I know. I need to cut my, if I cut my nails off, that could help.
Yeah. I'm going to keep practicing.
I want to be number one.
We'll keep doing it every week. See if you can rise up. We'll do stats. Hey, we've been asking you to go to kidnation.com. Let us know about a military or service person that's been doing something awesome for the community so that we can hook them up thanks to Wonder Bread. Well, we're going to do it different today. Today, we're going to talk to them.
Oh, great.
Get to meet them next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, on this show, we love the men and women who serve our country.
Sure do.
Past and present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what we wanted to do every day this month in July is show our appreciation for the men and women serving in the military. So we wanted you to go to KidNation.com, and you still can, and tell us about their stories of service. We want you to nominate a hero you know and share how they're making the community a better place. And then those heroes are going to be honored daily with some awesome prizes brought to you by Wonder Bread, proud supporter of the USO.
Thank you, Wonder Bread.
And I think, Kelly, you have our hero for today.
I do.
Go ahead and read us.
Well, today's hero is CJ Schneider. And this was submitted by CJ's wife, Mallory, who wrote, "My husband, CJ Snyder III, served 4 years in the Marine Corps fresh out of high school. 3 years ago, we lost his brother-in-law, a fellow Marine veteran, to suicide. That is such
a problem. It happens a lot.
Yes. Yeah. We saw how this affected his sister, both emotionally and financially. So, CJ decided to start his own nonprofit to help families in the same situation. CJ started Run Far, Inc. in March of 2017 to help provide financial benefits and scholarships to children who have lost a parent to veteran suicide. I'm so proud of everything he's done and all the lives he's impacted since starting Run Far, Inc. He is my hero. You know what? Mallory, he's our hero, too.
Yes, he is.
Give me goosebumps reading what he
yes,
does.
Yes, and an ultimate prize pack that includes coupons for Wonder Bread, an apron, and a $500 Visa gift card are coming CJ's way.
And actually, CJ is on the phone with us right now.
Awesome.
Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for, you know, all this and giving me a chance to get on the radio and even tell people about Run Far and what we do. That's awesome.
Is it still true that there are 22 veteran suicides? Yeah. Is that the number day?
We have a it's probably a little bit higher. It changes.
Yeah, it fluctuates.
But we have a friend named Jacob Schick who started 22 Kills similar to your foundation. Have you heard of that one, CJ?
I have, yeah. They're an amazing organization, too. But we base everything off of the statistic of 22 right now. Yeah.
And I'm sure with your brother-in-law, a lot of the times they seem very happy. You can't ever tell what's going on in their head, and it just happens.
Right, yeah. You know, and it's not just veterans. A lot of people suffer with depression and anxiety and stuff, and they do. A lot of people hide it because they're scared to get help, and they think they're weak if they aren't normal, and that if they are hurting for something, and, that's kind of what we want to do with Run Far. Is one, we want to show people that it's okay to get help, that it's for veterans, that it's okay to ask for help. But we also want to acknowledge these families that have stood behind the veterans, that have gone through the deployments, you know, the wives that have taken care of the kids for years or months while their veterans deployed. And, you know, just because they didn't wear the uniform, I feel like they served as well. And there's not many organizations out there that are trying to take care of the families. And that's what I'm trying to change in this country, is to let them know that, that they do still have a support system. And once they're separated, that they do have a family through our organization to fall back on, and we're going to do everything possible to help them.
We're talking to CJ Schneider. He's our hero of the day. And why'd you come up with the name Run Far? Is there a meaning behind it?
Yeah, whenever I got out, I was suffering from depression, PTSD from, you know, post-Iraq. And after my best friend, who I served with, Sean, committed suicide, I started running as a way to
cope,
to do this.
A little therapy, like self-medicate, I guess, self-medicate.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, a couple months into learning, you know, to teaching myself to really run, I was cruising through the Phoenix Desert for 100 miles, you know, in the middle of the summer. And, that's what I was running.
I'm sorry, that's crazy. I have to say it.
So for a couple of years now, I've raced in quite a few 100 mile plus races, and it helps me.
You love it, and it helps you. There you go.
Exactly, man.
I'm looking at your website. Looks like you got one coming up in Waco, and then you got one in Boston. Baston. And down towards Houston. You got them all over. Good for you, man. That's awesome.
What is the website, CJ, if we want to help out your foundation, Run Far?
Run-far.org.
And that's where we can make donations and keep up with the events that you have. I'm sure you have a lot of fun runs for everybody to raise that money.
Oh, we do, yeah. And, if anybody does want to help out, we just recently got a message from a lady that there was a Chicago police officer where he was a prior Marine as well, left five kids behind, and ended up taking his life to suicide. And so right now we're on a mission to help that family, those five kids, and, you know, that wife's in a really tough spot, you know, going from double income family with five kids to a single income family. So if anybody wants to help out, that's our mission right now, is to immediately help that family.
You know, we've been talking about this every day that we've been having our hero of the day, of how you guys, what you do, make us feel like, man, we need to find something else to do and to help.
Yeah.
And look, if you can't think of something, CJ has a foundation that you can help out with, and that could be your way to help them out. And in turn, you'll help that family up in Chicago who lost the father of five. And, man, CJ, thank you for everything you do. Thank you for your service. And God bless you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. I hope you have a good morning.
And enjoy your Wonder Bread, your apron, and that $500 Visa gift card, sir.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, my man.
He's going to rock that apron.
Yeah, he's going to rock it
on that next run.
Yeah, just go apron all alone. Just that, CJ.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Then we will run far.
And a big thank you to Mallory, his wife, for letting us know about CJ Schneider and his foundation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.